from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I believe Bill Simmons said share there, although he walked a real tight
said the first part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we move the shallow. Well, you don't always need to say the full word to imply what you're about to say.
True.
We've experienced that with Mega.
We have.
That was an accident.
That was Bill Simmons. You guys talked about this yesterday, right? Jeff Bezos interested in the Celtics, good or bad for the Seas?
I mean, it's good if he is the only bidder in it. Like, if he doesn't have real anybody else, if he's in it and he stays in it and there's not some middling third person who then you go to because it's like him and Pags, let's say that's it.
Yeah.
Then, honestly, as much as I love Pags, Bezos is the better option because he's going to be able to pay way more of your contracts. He'll build a new arena, which I don't really care about if they're in TD Garden or a different arena. It doesn't matter that much to me. What matters to me is that
you don't want the Amazon dome
who spends money. I don't care. If it's cool, if it's nice.
I care. I'd like an Amazon dome.
I don't know.
Give me an Amazon dome.
It doesn't mean that much to me. I just want you to pay the players and keep them here and keep investing in the team.
So who's more likely to pay? That's a no-brainer.
If he's in and then he drops out and it's basically between Pags and some other group who has slightly more money than Pags and just wants to run it like a business with little investment, that's the worst case scenario to me, because what you heard in that clip, and this was my takeaway yesterday, is they want the highest bidder. So they're not going to be giving some hometown buddy-buddy deal to Pags. They want to sell the team for as much as they can.
Okay, but like, right, so if he drops out, then I also think that's a bad thing. But if he's in, that's good. We talked about this like a month ago. Whenever we first got the news that the old guy, Bill Simmons, Irv Grosbeck, the old guy who really owns the team, not his kid, Wick, who was lying to us all those years, the actual guy who owns the team, when he came out and put the team up for sale, we had this debate. Like, do you want somebody who's been here who knows the team, Pags, or do you want somebody with limitless outside resources? And my answer at the time was, this is what I want. I think we name-checked Bezos at the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we want. And I would be on board with an Amazon dome. Build it wherever you want. I would be on board with a new facility. I don't love the Garden. I don't think it's the greatest building. It's loud, but I don't think it's like a great fan experience in there in terms of like what it offers for concessions and seating and all the other stuff. I don't think it's that great. It's loud, which is great. But in terms of the actual fan experience in there, I don't think it's anything special.
I like the location.
So build a new one. Right. That's important. That is an important thing. But who knows? Maybe that opens up more revenue streams to go out there and really invest in the team. I think Bezos being involved is great. And I think Bill Simmons, I don't think he's talking out his ass. I think he has connections to the organization, and I think it's real.
Yeah, I hope it is. I mean, I really do. There's not a lot of people out there that you look at that are like Bezos in the sense of they can keep this thing going. Even the person who's paid all these players isn't paying these players. Like, he gave out all the contracts, and they're cashing out right now. And I think that if it just goes to Pags or something like that, yeah, he's going to want to keep the team together. But Grossbeck and the group just sort of shows you that that's really hard to do. So much so that they're selling the team right after throwing all these contracts out there. If you want to keep the team together, which I do, I mean, I think it's a good thing that they're doing here, paying all these guys. It may have gotten a little excessive this offseason. Like, I don't think Luke Kornet needed a contract, but whatever. Like, they're paying everybody. That's the plan. If you want to keep, if you like that, then Bezos, I think, is easily the best choice here out of everybody that I've heard. I don't know anybody else with that kind of FU NBA money. Like, that's a whole different tier and tax bracket. And if all he cares about is just, you know, the Celtics being good and everybody loving him because he kept the team together and all that stuff, then sure, what's $6 billion to him? But for everybody else and all these other groups of investors that they bring together, you can kiss the payroll goodbye, and you know the roster and all that stuff. You're not gonna keep that with some other owner who doesn't have Bezos type money. I think this is one of the best solutions you could ask for.
Yeah, me too. And again, it's not even close. Who has a better chance at keeping this together and keeping it on the rails, especially if he builds his own arena? Like, this got brought up by Man. We talked about it to Mannix the day the team was up for sale. Mannix said, "Don't rule out one of these betting companies to get involved with maybe a casino, like over at the Encore, and build a new arena." That's
the Everett Celtics.
Okay, but like, that's out there. Building a new arena is now out there a couple of different places. Mannix, a while ago, we talked to him about it that day on our show. And now Simmons is like, I don't know, maybe Bezos wants to build the Amazon Dome. So, like, that feels like a clear storyline that's out there with some of the people who want to buy this team. They don't want to rent from Jeremy Jacobs. They don't want to rent from the Bruins. And maybe that's an impediment for some, but for a guy like Bezos, I don't think that would be an impediment at all. Now, getting something actually built in the city of Boston, and the Twitch chat is pointing this out, as we're experiencing with the Rev Stadium, like, that's a whole nother chore and a whole nother issue.
No, you've got to have some pull. Okay. You've got to have some political pull.
Okay, well, does he have that? I don't know if he has it locally, but does he have any political pull at the national level? I think so. And so when it comes to the Amazon Dome, sign me up for the Amazon Dome, Arcan. I'm in.
I'm just picturing it with like a rainforest exhibit. When you say Amazon Dome, I know that's like not really what the company is, but I just picture that it has this clear, big, clear dome roof.
Yeah, build it however you want.
Has a bunch of it has a bunch of rainforest trees, like a canopy over it, and you have little bird noises in it.
Build it however you want. I like this.
You know, when you step in that elevator at the Logan Airport,
yes,
and you hear all the bird noises?
I hate that. That annoys me so much. I always think there's a bird in the elevator.
That's what I think it'll be like.
Hang on. I want Arkan's thought on this, because you don't like it. You don't like the Amazon Dome. You want them to just stay in the garden renting from
honestly,
Jeremy Jacobs.
I don't care.
Okay.
All I care about is them.
Well, what would
doing
you rather? I guess you don't
team.
Care. What would you rather? They build a new arena or they stay renting from the Bruins?
If the arena is easily accessible, then the arena.
Okay.
If they do it like Gillette and all of a sudden it's 30 miles away from the city, I'm going to be pissed.
Let's stick with Mannix's thing. Let's say they build it over at the Encore. How do you feel about it?
That's too inconvenient.
How do you feel about it, Arkan?
I don't think that's too inconvenient. I think if you do it at Encore, there's already, you know, buses and shuttles and all that sort of stuff. Plus, it's right off 93. And it's not downtown Boston. I'd rather it was somewhere even in like the Seaport or something, although that's so overdeveloped now, you probably couldn't do that. Like, I remember when Fenway, they wanted to put the new baseball stadium down there that the Fords did, and they ended up getting outbid. But like, there's
only Greg will be able to afford tickets.
I know. There's places you could go. I mean, there's plenty of real estate there. If they wanted to knock something down and put an arena up, and Bezos is going to fund it all, then yeah, I mean, that's absolutely something that they would and should do. If you're going to have new ownership here and you don't want to pay rent to another owner in town, that seems like something Bezos would clearly want to do.
Here to me is the bottom line. The idea that Pags is getting this is just foolhardy. Like Paliuka is not going to... These are the kind of people who are going to be... Larry Ellison, Bezos. These are the kind of people who are going to be bidding. And Pags has no shot. None. So if that's what you were... A lot of people early on were hoping that Steve Paliuka was going to get the team, and that was the best course of action. And I feel like one of you two said that. I don't recall who. Maybe both of you said that.
I want the continuity, yeah.
Okay. Arkan, do you want that as well?
I don't care.
Okay. So I remember one of you two saying that. So you want Pat? I think he's got no shot.
I agree.
If people like this are involved.
If people like Bezos are involved, nobody else has a shot. Unless all of a sudden Elon Musk swoops in and wants to take it over, which would be not good. So Bezos, I don't know anything about how he feels about sports. Would he just run this like a business?
Hasn't he been linked to buying the Commanders?
He was only linked to buying the Commanders because he owns the Washington Post.
No, but I mean, but like that never came up down there, like how he feels about owning a sports team or anything?
Yeah, but I also think that he's been linked to buying the Seahawks.
Amazon's also playing Thursday Night Football games now.
These rich guys, they are linked to these super, super rich guys. Whenever a team's for sale, they're linked to it out there. I'm not saying that. I agree. I listened to this from Bill Simmons, and I believe that it's something that people who are connected to the team in a real way or would have knowledge of are talking about. I also think that Bezos is connected whenever a team's for sale because it's a good investment if you have a lot of money.
I'm going to tell you right now, if people like that are impact, I don't think Pat Luka has a shot anyway. I've never felt he had a shot. I never thought he was realistic to buy this team. He couldn't buy him last go around. He's going to buy him now? Never made sense to me.
If he connects with the right people to get a competing bid, maybe, but Bezos will outbid it, you know, if he really wants to.
Again, he wasn't the majority owner last. He couldn't outbid Irv last go around. Okay? So now he's going to outbid Bezos and you know, people like that, Larry Ellison? No chance. No chance. And by the way, I think that's a good thing. I do. What do you guys think about it? 617-779-7937. And how do you feel about the Amazon Dome?
I'm into it.
Can we hear it again, what it'll sound like? Somebody said on the text line, like the Rainforest Cafe.
I was just thinking that. Like, that's basically what you were just describing.
It's been
fake
trees and bird noises at the Rainforest Cafe.
I'm so in on that. Vines hanging down from the ceiling. And then when you win, there's like a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
They call the garden the jungle already. Right?
It's a good point.
Yeah.
It all ties together.
The Amazon jungle.
This could be really cool.
Free ideas, Jeff Bezos. Well, you're the one who doesn't even want it.
In downtown
Medford.
I'm talking
myself into it.
Okay, good.
In real time.
We'll keep talking yourself into it. We'll get to all your feedback here. We'll also get back into our big question of the day as it relates to Drake May. What's a best case year one scenario for May? That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.